Anyone for a game of Libyan roulette?
I think there are any number of possible outcomes here, and no one's in a position to predict them.
President Obama originally tapped Defense Secretary Robert Gates to take charge of ending two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But Secretary Gates was asked to start a war in Libya last weekend.
Is the national security team playing the same game here? Obama's latest foreign policy crisis hinges on a Bush administration appointee, Bob Gates, and a former political adversary, Hillary Clinton. The gang that's maybe learning just now how to shoot straight in Libya. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, March 24th. An interesting game of the game and who's playing it.
Yes, well, we're going to take a look at the relationship between Barack Obama and Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, who's now started a war in addition to being responsible for ending
two of them.
Seemingly
reluctantly.
Indeed. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. With a no-fly zone now in place, we go to that war in Libya. Phase two is now underway.
Our targeting priorities are mechanized forces, artillery, those mobile surface air missile sites, interdicting their lines of communications, which supply their beans and their bullets.
That's Rear Admiral Gerard Huber talking about going after the beans and bullets of Gaddafi's forces. But so far, the Allies have failed to stop government tanks and artillery from shelling rebel-held towns. Gaddafi's tanks reportedly rolled back into the city of Misrata under the cover of darkness, firing a shell that landed just 20 yards from the main hospital's front door. There are also continuing assaults in the east and near the Tunisian border, and another round of coalition airstrikes hit Gaddafi's forces in the eastern city of Ajdabia less than a half hour ago. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is committed to ending these attacks.
Challenges remain so long as Gaddafi continues to direct his forces to attack his own people. So the United States will continue to support this mission as we transfer command and control to NATO.
That transfer is proving complex, and as the U.S. military gets deeper into Libya, President Obama faces some pressure from Congress to outline a specific exit strategy. Defense Secretary Robert Gates moments ago said it's too early to tell, but what we can tell is the rising costs of the Pentagon. Officials this morning put it at nearly $100 million a day.
There's been another crackdown in Syria.
We've received information from multiple sources in Daraa that a number of protesters, as they were walking on one of the main alleys of the town, came under fire again.
Nadeem Houri with Human Rights Watch says Syrian security forces killed at least 15 protesters who were marching against an earlier crackdown at a mosque. The city of Daraa has been the focal point of almost a week of anti-government protests. Anxiety is spreading across Japan over new reports of radiation in the water supply. This morning, Japanese officials found traces of radiation in the tap water in the heavily populated Chiba state near Tokyo. In the capital, trucks loaded with bottled water are being distributed across the city, even though new readings show Tokyo's tap water is back to safe levels this morning. At the Fukushima nuclear plant, steam-like smoke is rising from all four troubled reactors this morning. Speaking through a translator, Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukino Edeno says two emergency workers were taken to the hospital today.
Somebody stepped into water, and the water apparently contained higher levels of radiation. As a result, workers were exposed to the radiation.
Meanwhile, officials in the tsunami zone say the number of dead and missing now tops 25,000.
Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street at this point. The Dow gets underway at 12,086. The S&P opens at 1,297. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,698. So how are you?
Me?
How's
I'm
your
good.
Avatar? Even better?
She's taller than
even
me.
Even better. There you go. How do you change your race, your gender, your identity when you go online? We're going to talk about that in a moment. And the identity of Detroit is changing. It shrunk by a quarter of in its population in the past decade. 25% of Detroiters have left in a decade. The census reports on the most shrinking American major city of all time. But first, we go to Libya.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.